New South Wales-based coal miner Whitehaven has released its half-year results today. Revenue was up by more than 10%, profits up 19% to $305.8 million. And while it was a record result, it did fall short of what the market was anticipating. And that's why we had a bit of a pullback in its share price. So looking at the drivers, revenues and profits largely were impacted in a positive sense by a big lift in coal prices, which rose by 25% over the half. And this was boosted by a lift in Chinese demand for higher quality Australian coal, which Whitehaven sells, but also a bit of a pullback in the Australian dollar. What did not help was a big lift in cost. So a much greater than expected lift of 21% over the half. Cost jumped to $69 per tonne. This was largely pinned on a 40% lift in crude oil prices, which is basically just fed in to fuel cost used in both the production and also transportation process. In addition to this, sales volumes also took a bit of a hit. Now, the company will be paying a dividend out to eligible investors on the 6th of March. It's 20 cents per share. That key ex-dividend date that determines who's going to get that dividend is the 26th of February. And the dividend was essentially comprised of both a standard interim div of 15 cents and a special div of 5 cents. Now, in the outlook, Whitehaven did actually cut its production guidance by about 4%. It blamed this on geotechnical or engineering issues at one of its big mines in New South Wales. Cost guidance for the year has also increased more than expected to $69 per tonne. And this was blamed on higher diesel prices and that lower production volumes as well. So overall, the share price did certainly take a hit on this result.